When I was in the fourth grade, my dad had this beautiful red and white truck. That truck had chrome wheels, a chrome roll bar with lights on top of it. It was my favorite vehicle that my dad has ever owned. And that was back before the day of four-door trucks, where families of four just kind of squished in that one bench seat. Well, one day, I was up at my friend's house, Andy Duncan. My mother was there as well, speaking with his mother. They were good friends. And as we were playing outside, my dad pulled into the driveway, ran into the Duncan's house to tell my mom something, and then got back into his truck and headed off to work. And about 15 minutes later, my mom received a phone call at the Duncan's house. Dad had been in a wreck. He had been driving down University Avenue in Little Rock, and someone had pulled out in front of him. Dad wasn't hurt, but that beautiful red and white truck would never be the same. I don't remember if it was that night or maybe a few days later, but I do remember my dad saying, "You know, if I hadn't have had to stop at the Duncan's house, I wouldn't have had that wreck." And that was the first time I remember being awakened to the what if game. Have you ever had those thoughts before or even spoken those words out loud? What if this hadn't happened? What if that had happened? Sure, we all have. But we're going to learn over the next week as we look at John chapter 11 that Jesus can and will disrupt our plans so that he can enter our pain and then overcome it. So go ahead and get started reading John chapter 11 and then come back to join us tomorrow on Day by Day to see what happens when we play the what if game. When you pray today, please remember Don Newsom and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. Also remember the American Sign Language LifeWord broadcast that's seen in the United States.